or used to be, now he's a senator. They come up with a bill. They send it to the Senate, where Harry Reid and other folks are, the senators, and they deliberate on it. Maybe they make suggestions. Maybe they vote on the bill, and then it might go back to the House again for modification of the things they want to see. But then it goes to the president if they pass it as well, and it goes into law, or he vetoes it. And if he vetoes it, they change it to make him happy, or they override the veto if they have enough votes. So the lawmakers were rather furious that they were being left out of the process.
So there were some bills that went through this process, right?
Yep, the cap and balance bill passed by a wide majority in the House, and Reid simply tabled it. They didn't vote on it. They didn't discuss it. I think it was just disgusting. Harry Reid said that nobody was going home until they settled this, so they tabled it, didn't vote on it, and they went on recess. The cut, cap, and balance bill had, by a CNN poll, 66% of Americans favored the plan, 75% approved of a balanced budget amendment, which was called for in there. Spending is what has got us to where we are, and the plan called for a couple of trillion in spending cuts to raise the debt ceiling, to cap future spending, and for a balanced budget. They should have debated the plan and sent it back and looked for modifications if they didn't like it.
Well, and you know, the point being, too, that the president said that none of us really know what's going on and only the politicians know what's happening.
That is the elitist point of view, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Very much so.
And then there's a Gang of Six plan, which you might have heard about. Sounds like six mafia guys, I guess, from Detroit. It was widely known. It wasn't an official bill yet. It was more speaking or bullet points, talking points. It was done in the Senate by three Democrats and three Republicans. It was going to lower taxes from 35% at the top end down to 23 to 29%. It was going to give business owners a tax decrease, improve the corporate tax rate. We have the highest corporate tax in the world right now, and it was going to abolish the alternate minimum tax. So it would have lowered taxes on the premise that would increase economic activity, and the government would get a smaller piece of a bigger pie, which worked for Reagan and JFK. The downside to the bill, it would have treated what's called capital gains at the same as income tax rates, which might have discouraged some long-term investments. It might have eliminated some deductions like for home, housing, mortgage, and charity. It might have been across the board or just for people at higher tax brackets. They would have repealed a part of Obamacare. They were calling for Social Security reforms, but they hadn't worked out the details. So it needed time. It's still a viable plan, perhaps, but I think they would have to pass a temporary increase in the cap, another plan that was suggested, $500 billion, just to get them through for another 5 months, keep the pressure on and have them come out with something that was more meaningful. Try to force something in 2 more days would be a fix that would not just be thought out well enough. So I think they need time. So I like that plan. Charles Krauthammer suggested that. And there is the McConnell-Reed plan, which just says let the president do what he wants. Could be overridden if it was too onerous by a two-thirds vote. Let him take the consequences, and ultimately the voters would decide in 2012.
Well, by then we could be really in deep, you know what?
Yes, we could.
What do you think is going to happen to the market on Monday?
Good question. I've been saying for months that the market's been bouncing back and forth between 1250 and 1344 on the S&P. When we talked last week, it was just about right in the middle, and it churned and went right up to the top at 1344, right to the point again. Tomorrow, the Asian markets will open. That'll give us a little clue what will happen. If Asian markets take a big dive, we know we might be in trouble. And what's called the future markets will open up later tomorrow night. The market looks forward, and the market moved up this week, and it knows that we are getting towards crunch time, and the bond market hasn't reacted. So, you know, it's possible that the markets will take this in stride. If we get the downgrade, that's hard to say, but I'm kind of thinking that the market might take a hit for a while, but it'll recover because the market generally is smart enough to know what's going on, and all of this stuff was sort of known in advance. The areas where we might get in trouble, some bond funds, for example, can only hold AAA-rated bonds, and if we get downgraded, they'll have to sell that. So there could be significant ramifications. I think we're just going to have to see.
Well, and life goes on.
It does, yeah.
It does. And if you'd like more information from Steve Aussie, go to his website at steveaussie.com. All right, Steve. Well, thank you for that update. We appreciate all the information. You have a great weekend. Well, conspiracy, JP?
I don't see the conspiracy. I just think Obama and Harry Reid don't have a clue.
Well, you had a dream. Should we get into that?
You know, when I tell you something in private.
Oh, there's no private here. No private. How about downgrade?
I dreamed about Harry Reid last night.
And it wasn't sexual. Downgrade? Are we going to be downgraded? I'm wanting your opinion. I know you think it doesn't matter.
I think the
shut the government down, you
say. Shut it down. I think the problem is so serious that the spending is so out of control that we need to bite the bullet and face the consequences right now.
And what's going to happen? Shut down the government, and then they're going to go back behind closed doors and talk all about it over again, and then what?
Send millions of employees home. They'll probably enjoy it. It's summer. They can enjoy the heat dome wave, whatever the heck it is.
Well, I'm glad you're not president.
And then figure out how to cut spending.
But they're going to go back in the same with the same subjects and say the same things. It doesn't matter if you shut the government down or not. They're still feeling the same way.
Look what happened in Minnesota. Nobody even cared when the government shut down. Same thing would happen on the national level.
What can we do as Americans?
No park rangers? Who cares? I'll go to the park without the park rangers.
Then you don't have to pay.
You don't have to pay, right.
What can we do as Americans, JP, in your opinion? Write your congressman
right now
and say, come on, get off your duff.
The trouble is, here in this area, we have Dean Heller and nobody on the House side. And Dean Heller, I know, is on the right side already anyway. So,
is he on the right side or is he on the wrong side?
He's on the right side, which also happens to
be the
wrong
side.
You know, your liberal strain keeps coming out.
What is going to happen on Monday, in your opinion? Because, you know, the stock market always responds to these kind of things going on.
If nothing else happens except the fact that Boehner walked out, I think the market will respond positively.
And do you think Monday they'll come with a conclusion and a compromise and we'll move on until 2013?
I don't want a compromise. We're spending way more than we're supposed to be spending.
Yeah, we got to cut that back. I do too.
Don't
I look at my budget and think, oh my gosh, the government's reflecting my own way of life. It's probably all our fault. You're with Broadview. Don't go away, because when we come back, we're going to get into our Laugh Lounge. Sean Peabody's here. Dan Kim, the hypnotist. He is the hippest. And I went to the show last night, so we'll have things to talk about. You're on Broadview with JP and Jay Davis. 1270 The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Hypnot.com would like you to meet George.
Hi there.
George has been sitting on that bar stool pretty much every night for the last 5 years trying to meet someone.
How you drink?
George is having problems facing the facts.
Okay, maybe next time.
Fact is, more dating, more romances, more marriages begin online at places like Cupid.com than ever before. We have a huge database with all kinds of people in your area looking to meet people like you.
It's kind of like being in a stadium full of people that want to meet you.
That you could chat with one-on-one. Fact, you can join for free. You can even download an app to your mobile phone, log on through Facebook, chat endlessly using as many different high-tech ways as you want. And if you'd like to arrange a first date, you can meet in a bar.
Buy a drink.
Or not. Fact is, more and more people are finding out every day that dating is even easier online with Cupid.com.
Hi, this is attorney Joey Gilbert. If you've been arrested for DUI or drugs, I'll fight it for under $1,000. Call me at 855-RENO-DUI or find me online at JoeyGilbertLaw.com.
Here we are. You own a business here in the Reno area. You've survived the worst point of the economy, and what you do now will determine where your company will be in 5 or even 10 years from now. Increasing your market share for your business from competitors, maintaining or establishing your company as a leader in its field among consumers is what you do now. The Reno Media Group has multi-platform marketing vehicles that can do just that. Social media, video, radio broadcast, reaching over 200,000 people can be your tool. Our consultants can show you opportunities to skyrocket your sales, establish your company as a leader. Take a few minutes out of your day. Learn about how the Reno Media Group can market your business in ways you may not have thought possible. Call Carrie at 829-1964. Learn about marketing opportunities that could catapult your company into increased market shares and sales. Call 829-1964 and ask for Carrie.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
All right, so Sean, get that laugh track ready. I don't know. Sean Peabody, he's pretty hilarious. Hey, Sean.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you again.
You too, man, from the Bay Area. High energy, and you're back. You can't stay away from us. We love you. We love you here. So funny.
It's great.
Get down in that microphone. What's wrong with you?
It's break.
You act like you don't know what's going on here.
I can't even hear.
Oh, you're hooked up with Dan. That's what's going on here.
Oh, see, every time I'm with him, something
See what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I know. Dan, Kim, hey you.
Hello.
Boy, you look kind of whooped up on. Are you okay? Did you just go for a bike ride or something?
Oh, heck no. We're out meeting people, handing out tickets, and telling them about the great things we're doing tonight at the club.
Okay, we're going to give tickets away right now.
Okay.
823-1920.
Why are you looking at me?
If you want to go to the show.
I'll take them.
You know, sometimes you just happen to be right behind my microphone.
Okay, so you're not always direct.
Yes. You got a complex?
Man, I'm starting to get a big head about this radio thing.
I got a pin here anytime you do. 823-1920 if you'd like to go to the Comedy Underground. Free tonight. Wayne loves to bring comp people in, so if you're here locally or if you're from out of state and you want to go tonight, just give us a buzz. 823-1920. We'll put your name on the list. And Dan, I'm going to get right to you, Sean. I love you. But I got to tell you, Dan, I went to the show last night.
I heard you.
You know. I was amazed. Absolutely. I mean it. It was so fun. And it was so funny. It wasn't joke after joke. Just your mannerism, the way you handled those 10 people up there, every one of them totally under.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we didn't lose anybody, did we?
No, you didn't lose any. The only thing, you had a sleeper out there.
Oh, she was comatose.
Wow. How
does that happen?
She was very close to what we clinical hypnotists call the coma state.
Yeah, she was. I mean, I told him she was flopping from one shoulder to the next, to her lap.
Well, here's what's funny is after the show, you had to leave right away. But some people said, I don't think that young lady was hypnotized at all.
Oh, yes, she was.
And I said, What did you observe? What did you observe there about that young woman? Well, first of all, she did not move at all.
No, she was not going to be involved, but she heard everything.
But imagine.